This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
That is outrageous.
On 97.3 The Fan.
You can listen to Ben and Woods, the John Quintero Show, and Gwen and Chris from the comfort of your home using your smart speaker. I hope your home is comfortable since we have to spend so much time there right now. Just ask Alexa to play 97.3 The Fan, and thanks for listening to San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Every day we got Don't Do This, three stories that make you shake your head, and this is actually perfect segue from what we were talking about last segment and why I think it's so important that you don't simply flippantly throw back all lives matter
yes.
when someone says black lives matter. It's not because all lives don't matter. Of course they do. You're demeaning, though, what's an important statement, what's an important cause for people in this country, a lot of people that aren't just black, by the way.
It effing baffles me that it's not understood.
And,
it's baffling.
Grant Napier in Sacramento is a radio host, hosts the Grant Napier Show, found that out firsthand when he was suspended after getting into a Twitter dispute with DeMarcus Cousins, former King, who asked people on Twitter about their thoughts on the Black Lives Matter movement. Grant Napier responded, all lives matter, every single one. And it just comes across as tone deaf, not thinking. In fact, I will give credit, at least Grant Napier said, he came back and apologized later and said he has a lot to learn, he realized, about the Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah,
he doesn't,
which is, again,
he spoke ignorantly, he admitted that, and I will give him credit for that. But DeMarcus Cousins just kind of LOL as expected. Chris Webber chimed in, said, hey, we've known who this guy is all along. Matt Barnes, who played for the Kings, said, oh, we kind of know he's a closet racist. I mean, a lot of nasty words coming out up in Sacramento about this radio host.
Man, that is pretty gnarly. I told you guys last week, I think it was Paul and I in our very, probably it was me and you early. We were talking about moving and how I won't ask anybody to help move.
Yeah.
And I just, and don't ever ask me to help you move. I'd rather pay for your move, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the deal. You got to be smart if you're going to do it. You can't do it, Ben, if you are first-round draft pick for the Oakland Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders. And you know their fans are rolling their eyes right now going, are you kidding me? Why can't anything ever go smoothly? But I don't know if you saw this yesterday. Henry Ruggs III, I mean, really, really good football player. First receiver selected in the draft by the Raiders.
Which was a bit of a surprise.
It was.
That he went ahead of some other of the receivers who were available.
It was. He has injured his thigh, guess what, in a moving accident. He was helping a buddy move. All right. I wish that I could take him and his father at their word. But based on some of the things we've seen over the last few years about injuries happening, people getting scared to tell their employer what really happened. The father's explanation is what made me a little bit skeptical. You ready? I'll read it verbatim. He was trying to move a trailer or something, move furniture or something, and the trailer just kind of pinned him against a car or a wall or something.
It's a lot of something.
He was doing something and something happened is a much more clear statement. So, but at any rate.
He was trying to move a trailer or something, move furniture or something.
And then the trailer pinned him against a car or a wall or something.
It sounds like maybe the something could have been like was being irresponsible with a hunting knife. And
right.
Stabbed himself.
100%. So he said his son's feeling okay. It's an open wound on his leg, a little incision, like they like something had stuck him right there on his thigh a little bit. They wouldn't let him in to see the doctor. He's having to walk on crutches, not putting much pressure on it. But man.
Okay,
I feel like if I was a first round draft pick, I'd just want to like sit quietly until it was time to start
generally, you slice yourself, you know, you put a bandage on it, it's not that big of a deal. I haven't heard too often of someone like cutting themselves and having to walk on crutches afterwards.
Yeah, on the thigh. You just don't want to put pressure on it. But again, you
I mean, normally a guy cuts himself, you know, on a sharp corner while moving. It's not a major story. It shouldn't be a ESPN.com headline. So you've got to think that they're worried that he's going to be at least miss some time, some training or something because of this. Or this wouldn't be a story at all.
He's definitely missing some training. I mean, if he's, you know, if he's got a puncture in his thigh right now, Ben, I would say those legs are pretty important for that kid. So look, you hope that he's okay, and you know what, to be honest with you, I hope that that's exactly what happened and it wasn't just or something else
or
that
something
he did, like a knife wound or something that, or he was screwing around doing something he shouldn't have been doing. I mean, Mad Bum riding the dirt bike, you know, and I will always tip my hat to Mad Bum for saying, yep, this is what I did, and I did it on a dirt bike. He didn't say he was rescuing a kid from a car or anything like that. He said, I was riding a dirt bike. I was an idiot, and he wore it.
Finally, we go to USC, where new athletic director Mike Bone just took the job a few months ago. So, obviously, this is a pretty wild time to be starting a new job. He's making a pretty bold early statement, and I like what he has done. So a USC booster, I guess a fairly well-known booster in the online community,
yeah, man,
goes by the handle SoCalMAB. Was responding to the protesting going on with some, I mean, pretty inflammatory. Shoot the protesters.
Oh,
they need
God
to be shot. A player for USC, Mike Pitt Jr., who this guy has Mike Pitt is like on
girl.
His, oh, it's a girl.
Yeah, it's a woman.
Oh, it's a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, it has her. She has him on her photo with him.
Yep.
He asked, can you please take my picture out of your profile picture? These comments are not what I stand for. I don't even want to be associated with it. Athletic Director Mike Bone, who used to be, by the way, the athletic director at San Diego State about 20 years ago, actually went a step farther. He didn't just condemn it. He actually went to the community to find out who this person is and severed ties. Like, season tickets, you're done.
We don't want your
money. Don't want your money. Just go away. We don't want you associated with our program if that's what you're going to do. And, you know, say shoot the protesters. That's pretty impressive, I thought, of Mike Bone. Because that's not – usually athletic directors don't – you know, donors, boosters, they get special treatment. They get a lot of allowances made. To go above and beyond as the AD and do this, I was pretty impressed.
So. She, by the way, is the LAPD union attorney. Marla Brown was her name. The LAPD union attorney. So obviously we know kind of where she's
so, there. Okay, the story I saw doesn't have as much information.
Yep.
You have maybe an update here on who this is and how they found out who she was.
Yeah, and I mean, imagine being this player, you know, this African-American player in the picture with her, and she's grinning wide. She's got her arms around him. She gives a lot of money to the school and the football program, and then seeing that, shocking to say the least. But, yeah, she's done, man, and she should be.
That's Don't Do This for Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we had another night of protests last night. I think things were a little more peaceful as they went, which is good. I don't know, are they going to continue through the week? What's the future hold in store with what's going on here? Any pandemic-related news? Scott Lewis, Voice of San Diego, Editor-in-Chief, going to make his weekly appearance on Ben and Woods. Coming up next, stay tuned for that on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.